In today's teaching, we're going to be talking about repentance. Some people have a misunderstanding of what repentance is. Repentance is not perfection, but repentance is a change in direction. It's not perfection, but it's a change in direction. We're going to look today, if you turn with me in your Bible, to Luke chapter 15, and we're going to talk about the parable of the prodigal son or the parable of the lost son. And Jesus is telling a story because this story perfectly illustrates what it means for an individual to repent. And he said, Jesus said, verse 11, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided into them his living. In other words, this son was wanting his inheritance actually before his father died, which is quite unusual. So his father granted the request and gave his inheritance to his sons. And then in verse 13, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. The younger son took all of this wealth, all of this money that his father had accumulated all of his life and gave to his younger son. He took it, and the Bible says he went into a far country, and there he wasted it in riotous living. One translation says, in partying and spending the money on prostitutes. In verse 14, and when he had spent it all, the younger son had spent it all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. The land became destitute. People were starving. And he began to be in want. He became destitute without. Verse 15. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He got a job working for a man in that country. He went out to feed the pigs. Verse 16. And he would have fain had filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. He was so hungry, he said, just give me the pig's food, the pig slop, anything. But no one gave him anything. He had squandered all of his father's living. And now he was so hungry, he was at the point of starvation. In verse 17, when he came to himself, one translation says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? You know, in other words, my father's slaves have food and even then some extra food. And here I am perishing with hunger at the point of starvation. Verse 18, he made a decision. Repentance is a change of mind. Repentance is a change of heart that causes a person to turn around and move in a new direction. He said, I will arise, this young man said, I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against God. And Father, I've sinned against you before you. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. Just make me a slave, Father. I've sinned against you. I've squandered your living. And I've sinned against God. Just make me a slave. And he arose and he came to his father. You see, repentance is more than just having a change of attitude, a change of mind, a change of heart, but it leads a person to actually act on that and to turn around, to turn or to return and to go a new direction. My friend, we've all turned away from God our Father. We've all turned away from heaven our home. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, that we're like a sheep that's gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But God, in his mercy, took our sins and laid it upon Jesus. Now, to continue our story here, the young man arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. His father saw this young man, his son, coming a long way off. You know, I was telling this story one night to a man. And he just knew, he had never heard the story before. And he just knew that when this man returned to his father, that his father was saying, son, look what you've done. You've wasted all of my wealth, all of the living that I've done, all of my life. Look what you've done. Be one of my slaves. You know, most earthly fathers would probably have an attitude of that, they'd probably be very angry. But I want you to notice the attitude of this father. In verse 20, and when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. Love started coming out of his bosom, his heart for his son. And he ran to his son and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned in your sight. I'm not worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hands and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it. And let's eat and let's have a party. For this my son was dead, and now he's alive. He was lost, and he's found. And they began to be merry. They began to have a party. We've all turned from God our Father and heaven our home. But Jesus is telling a story. I was telling this one night to a man, and this man says, I see what Jesus is saying. I see what Jesus is saying. If I'll just turn to the Heavenly Father, if I'll just turn to Him for mercy and say, Father, I've sinned against you. I'm not worthy to be your son. Our Heavenly Father will have compassion, and He won't make you a slave. He'll restore you, my friend, to a full sonship with Him. God is waiting. Have you turned away? Why don't you today turn to God, your Father, and to heaven, your home? You know, I was talking about repentance one night a while back with a young lady. Her name was Cherie. And I said, Cherie, what if she was a single young lady. And I said, what if a guy came to you, fell in love with you and said, I want to marry you, Cherie. I want to commit my life to you. I want you to be mine, and I want you to be mine. I want us to be one, and I want to give my life to you in marriage. Will you marry me? And I said, Cherie, and she's a very sharp girl, I said, what would that involve on the part of that man and on your part too? What would that commitment of marriage involve? And she was very sharp, and she said this, it would involve him forsaking all others to cleave to me. And my friend, that's a perfect example of what it is to repent and come to God. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, Jesus is speaking to the apostle Paul, and he says, this is your commission, Paul, to tell people, just have their eyes open, their spiritual eyes open, okay? To turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of their sins. That's Acts 26, verse 18. When you turn to someone in marriage, it automatically involves you turning from everyone else, from all others. When you turn to God in a relationship through Christ, it involves you turning from Satan and his kingdom to God and his kingdom, and to receive the forgiveness of your sins. It's not perfection, but it is a change of direction. I'm turning ultimately to God and to His ways. And in so turning to God, I'm turning away from Satan and his ways. May God make these truths real to you today as you consider these truths of what the Bible tells us about this wonderful doctrine of repentance.